My name is Kathy Long, and I work in the Dean's CEO office at Johns Hopkins, and in June, I will be here for 42 years. It's important to keep your principal on time, despite that you're managing his calendar, his or her calendar, I should say. They tend to lose track of time. If you allow them to do that, it throws the entire day off, because then the next person is 15 minutes late, the next person might be 10. There's no ever catch-up time due to their calendars, which are usually booked back to back to back. So it's important you have a system in place that you know when to interrupt, whether it's 5 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever you and your principal work out to let them know that it's almost time to wrap up their meeting because the next meeting is waiting. It is a snowball effect if you let the calendar run over. So say somebody's in there and you yourself just don't look at the clock and you forget what time it is. And all of a sudden it's 10 minutes past when they should have already been out. And perhaps your principal's next thing was a board conference call and they should already be on it. It's up to the assistant to make sure this all runs smoothly. So again, even though your principal has a calendar in front of them, they're not looking at that calendar. They're focused on the meeting that they're in, and they depend on the assistant to keep them on track. Well, currently, to keep my principal on time, we have worked out a system. So I would suggest that any assistant work with their principal with how they want to be notified that it's time to wrap up a meeting. In my case, I give a knock on the door, but I actually open the door as well. You know, I just crack it open. And that's his cue. And also the person or persons that are sitting in the room with him, it lets them know too, okay, we need to get to the point and wrap this meeting up because he's going to be standing up in a minute and we need to leave. Dr. Rothman and I personally have worked out that system. Again, I know some of the assistants, if they're not nearby, I'm right outside his door. Some are not in an ideal situation, and they know the next person is there or the group is there. They will text their principal because most of the time they do keep their phones right with them. Texting is also another option. But again, it's between you and your principal how they want this handled. To get to the point of when I know when to interrupt and be comfortable about it, you need to know your principal pretty well. And in my case, I've worked here for so long, I've grown in the position, and I've learned over the years to know when to interrupt. And there are certain circumstances that, okay, it's running over, but I can't interrupt this meeting. Say he's in with the chairman of the board or the president of the university. And even though we know he's got another meeting waiting, there might be some hot issue. And as an assistant, you're aware of that and you know that that's what they're talking about. In that case, sometimes I elect not to interrupt, or instead of knocking, I will just send a text and I will just simply say time reminder. And I'll let the person or the group, whatever the case may be, know that I'm sorry he's running behind, but please know it shouldn't be too much longer. And then it's in his hands once I send the text. That doesn't happen very often, but it can happen depending on what's going on. When I first started out in this profession, no, I was not comfortable. You know, you're new, you're young. It can be intimidating depending on who you work for. Not that they're intimidating themselves, but just the position. You grow in time with the position. I would say that 20 plus years ago, I would have never in a million years felt comfortable getting up and knocking on the door and opening the door. Or sometimes if a call comes through, I have been known to knock on the door and then open the door and everybody turns around and looks at you. But you either say who's on the phone, or if you really can't say who's on the phone, then I tell the dean, I need to see you out here. Can you step out a minute? And he trusts me. You know, we built that relationship over the years, and he does trust me that okay, she's interrupting and I'm in here with this whole group, but she's asking me to step out of the room. And when he comes out, he'll always say to me, I know this is for a good reason. He never gets mad and it always is. So you have to trust your own judgment. You have to trust your gut. And it's easy to say in my case now because I'm so comfortable with my position, but I should be. You know, I'm almost 42 years here. That's a long time. Versus a new person might not feel as comfortable. But I've always had to trust my instincts. And if my instincts have been wrong, I apologize and say, I'm so sorry. Because it was so-and-so, whoever it was, I felt the need to at least let you know that they were on the phone. So your principal, to me, will always appreciate honesty and erring on what you believe is the right thing to do. That would be my advice. Go with what you think is the right thing to do rather than saying, I'm not going to interrupt them. I'll just tell them when he comes out. And then they say, why didn't you interrupt me? You know, that was so-and-so. You always interrupt me when it's so-and-so. The only other advice I would like to give is build a good relationship with your principal. You don't have to be best friends. You know, you're not going to be buddies, nor should you be buddies. But you have to build a good relationship so they're confident with you. But you also feel confident with them and comfortable with them to tell them if you think something should be handled differently, or do you really need to meet with that person? Can't we have so-and-so? This is your calendar. Just talk to them. Just talk to them and build that relationship so that they are comfortable and they do build that trust between one another. And trust is really important. Trust is the key. Build a good relationship. Never, ever be afraid to ask questions. I was intimidated when I first started here, but as you grow in the position, you find it's the only way you're going to learn. So if they're all guttering about and they're talking about this, this, and this, and you don't understand what's going on, but you need to know to do your job effectively, just step up to the plate and say, can I ask you a question? I'm not quite sure what's going on here, and maybe you can't share everything with me. But if you could just give me a little background so I'm prepared if something happens here, or if I need to be aware of something that if people call, or I've had incidents where faculty has shown up in front of my desk. Luckily, I knew what the situation was, and I knew to make my principal aware, don't come out here right now. You know, you're going to be blindsided. So you just have to always be on guard, and you have to know what's going on around you. So that if you can build up that trust with your principal, that's more than half the battle.